We're in the pub in the Spotted Dog with Foxy and Giuliano from BR&B and also a good few others as well. Hello.
Hello.
So we've just we're kind of at the tail end of our tour of Digbeth now, mm-hmm. and I just want to know what you made of it.
Foxy?
If you can get that Guinness down your
throat. Thank you for coming to me while I'm drinking my beer. Oh, I've loved it. Thank you very much for having me. I've met some lovely people. I've managed to stroke a couple of birds. Pigeons. That's probably later on. And no, thanks for having me. I've enjoyed myself.
Well, what's been your favourite bit of the tour, do you think?
The anchor. The anchor. Yeah, seriously, the different beers that we had in there, especially what was the beer that we had that you liked?
Gaelic coffee.
Yeah, the thing with a little bit of whiskey in it. That was my favourite bit.
Yeah.
I like the fact nobody can remember because we're too drunk.
We're not.
Well, we haven't drunk.
And you seem to like the pigeons a lot, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm a big animal lover, aren't I? So it was nice.
It was when we found out that the most expensive bird in the world sold for £250,000. That was when we got interested.
So you think there's a fortune to be made in
pigeons? It's purely
about
the money, yeah. Mm. No, they were cute though, weren't they? What do you think?
They were gorgeous. And what about kind of, I mean, did you see what you expected to see from Digbeth?
Well, I mean, you've got this. I think you've got an unfair picture of what we thought about Digbeth. Okay?
No,
the poster, which, as we've gathered, the majority of the people here liked, and you're the only one who didn't.
Okay.
But no, I
didn't like it.
You didn't like it.
I thought it was offensive.
Offensive. You want to see what's coming out on Monday?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, carry on.
No, well, I think what I'm asking is did Digbeth meet or surpass your expectations?
Well, we've been here. We've been here before. One of our friends lives over the road.
We're actually sat in his local pub, which I've been in several times. Yes, mm-hmm. I love this place.
My favourite was learning about all the history. Actually, there was some of the history which you're telling me
from Richard Trengrouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're telling me to be quiet or someone else?
No, John.
Oh, the landlord of the pub. We're
going to
get banned
from it. No, you asked me to record this. Was learning about all the history.
Yeah.
And we were walking around all the canals and some of the stuff I didn't realise.
Because he knows so much about the history. There's nothing
everything.
He doesn't know.
And he's a magistrate as well, which I think one of the
best jobs
in the
world. One day you
might
come across him.
No, honestly, being a magistrate is the best fun in the world.
Who was it you said he reminded you of?
My dad.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
When my dad goes around giving people tours and telling people about little things, and I've heard it all before.
Yeah.
But it's still interesting. His way he was saying, you know, everything was really interesting.
He does do special training.
He was my favourite bit of the tour, sorry.
Richard Trengrass.
Richard was my favourite bit.
Mine's still the pigeons.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You seem quite taken with the films in Vivid, though.
I did enjoy that, but I'm not sure if it's because the woman who was in charge was quite attractive or the films were... I'm not sure. What would you go for?
The films.
The films, of course, yeah. That's
because
the,
I'm cultural.
The response.
Because, yeah.
Barry, you were saying it reminded you of...
my youth, yes.
Your youth in Glasgow and kind of music gigs and the like.
It reminds me very much of my times as a DJ in nightclubs, and we used to DJ in these art places.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very much like that, yeah, so... And that's what I was talking to the woman about, actually, was that it reminded me of somewhere in Glasgow.
By the way, if nobody can understand this, I can translate if you
want. Okay.
Thank you.
What were the places that used to be the brothels as well? What was that all about?
The toilets.
I saw the toilets.
Yeah.
I missed this.
The Victorian toilets.
Victorian toilets.
They were brothels.
Used to be brothels.
See?
Good God.
You should have been listening to Richard.
I wasn't paying attention, was I?
Yeah, I told you Richard was great.
So before we kind of stop this audio boot, have you got any message for the people of Digbeth?
Yes,
or
listen to
the
R&B.
Have you got any message?
Special breakfast shop.
We love Digbeth from 6 till 10. After that, we don't care.
Have you got any...
Can I ask one question?
Of course you can.
Has this, spending time with myself, Giuliano, and producer Barry, has it changed your opinion of us?
Yeah, you're very lovely.
I don't think...
Is that because we bought
you
drinks?
Well, that does help.
Does it really?
It always helps.
Get another whiskey, Barry.
No. You've just come here very openly.
Do you know the other good bit of the tour was?
What?
The cake in Eastside Cafe.
Oh, the Dundee cake.
Which was baked specially for us.
And it was still warm.
It was still
warm. That was really nice of Till.
Which warm I think we'll know of our meetings there in the morning.
Yes,
yeah, we're going to have our production meetings once a week in the Eastside Cafe.
What was the cake?
Have you got any message for someone who may not have been to Digbeth before, who might be thinking of coming?
Yeah, go to the coach station. I've heard it's great.
On that note, thanks. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.